Welcome. Ryan Sokolowski again, Senior Program Manager with the ECG CAT team. And today we're going to take a look at deleting storage QoS policies as our last segment in the storage QoS policies video series. So if we start on our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, we'll open up a PowerShell window. And the first thing we're going to do is take a look at the existing storage QoS policies. And you can see that I have five different policies that have been previously defined. So what we will do is let's target our multi-one policy. And I'll just type this out. Remove storage QoS policy, and we'll do dash name, and we'll indicate multi-one. And then we'll receive our confirmation prompt asking, are we sure we want to perform this action? And what this should serve as is a reminder that you never want to delete a storage QoS policy if it's currently applied to an existing running virtual machine workload. And in our case, it's not. So we're just going to go ahead and say yes and delete that policy. And then we'll do a get storage QoS policy again. And you can see here clearly that that multi-one policy has been removed from the system. Now we'll switch over to Virtual Machine Manager. And again, in the Fabric node under storage, we have our QoS policies location. And obviously to note here, this still represents or shows that our multi-one policy is there. And that's simply an issue between Virtual Machine Manager and its default native refresh of the storage provider. What you can do is you can come over to the provider and you can initiate a refresh here. And that takes generally about 5 minutes. So I won't do that. But what I will do is I'll select this policy, the 2012 R2HA4, and we will right-click on that and say remove. And again, you receive a confirmation. Are you sure you want to remove that storage QoS policy? And we'll say OK. And that policy disappears pretty quickly from there. And then back on our Storage Spaces Direct cluster, let's take one more look, and you can see the immediate results of that. VMM has gone out and communicated with our managed file server, in this case, Storage Spaces Direct cluster, and it has removed, deleted that policy. So thanks for joining me today.